A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Sanhedrin Chaf Hei, Sanhedrin 25a, pagination is 49. We'll start on the facing page about a quarter of the way up. The Mishnah is looking to outline different cases that are prohibited as an aid, as a witness, and certainly as a dayan, as a judge. And the classic example of someone who would be forbidden is somebody who is a thief. Al tashes rosha aid, don't make a wicked one as a witness, and certainly not as a judge. Anybody that's nota acharei habotza, who goes after ill-found gains, theft on some level, or gaining profit from something that's prohibited. And examples in the Mishnah include malva beribis, a person who is lending with interest to another Jew, or sochare shevius, people who are doing business with Shemitah produce. Included in the Mishnah, starting from the beginning, ve'elu hein apsulim, these are people who are puzzle, is listed ha'mesachek bekuvya, a person who plays with dice, meaning gambling. They would throw the dice, and based on whatever the formula was, whatever the deal was, money would be forced to be paid because of the winning and losing of this game. Skipping about three lines, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Eimasai, when was this said? Bizman she'en lo en umnes elahu. If that is the only craft, business, that the person has, he only plays dice. This is what he does with his life. But if they also have another business, they only do this for sport, so then it would be permitted to accept them as witnesses. That's what Rabbi Yehuda explains. Let's continue in the Gemara, and we'll see that there are actually two different reasons that Mesachek Bekuvya might be prohibited. And we have to understand as well whether all other forms of gambling are extensions of Mesachek Bekuvya or not. So the Gemara says, Mesachek Bekuvya Maika Ovid, a person who's throwing dice, what's he doing so bad? Omer Rami Bar Chama Mishum Dave Asmachta V'Asmachta Lo Kanya. Rami Bar Chama says, because it is an Asmachta. An asmachta is something that the person assumes that he's not going to have to pay, and therefore his words are not to be really taken as a binding agreement. He's assuming he's not going to have to pay. An asmachta is lokanya, it's not really a binding agreement, and therefore when he ends up paying up to fulfill his pledge, it's more of a social pressure than a fulfillment of his commitment. An example of asmachta, if a person owes $1,000 to pay up a loan, and he brings $500, and he wants to pay up the $500, and the person to whom he owes this money says, $500 doesn't help. What am I supposed to do? I'm going to take the $500. You still owe me $500. I can't give you back the IOU because you still owe me half the debt. To keep the IOU, but you paid up $500. What am I supposed to do? And the borrower says, I'll tell you what, I'm so sure that I'm going to pay you back on time. I'm so sure everything's good here. He's willing to have this document given to another person, and the statement is made, if I don't pay up within 2 weeks, you can give the IOU back to the lender, and I'm going to have to pay the whole thing. He's saying such a thing based on assumption that for sure he's going to pay up within the 2 weeks. And that's an asmachta, because he really is not obligating himself in his heart to pay the $500 a second time. Whenever a person does something on an asmachta, we would want to know what level of assumptions really are present. And the statement here is that Misachik Bekuvia, the person is assuming he's going to win, he's assuming he's not going to have to pay, and the only reason he's paying later is social pressure, and such a thing is a level of theft. Rav Sheshes Omar, Rav Sheshes argues and says, Kokia gavna lav asmachta, that's not called asmachta. There are cases of asmachta, but such a dice player is not asmachta. Ela lefi she'en asukim b'yishuva shel olam. The problem is that he's not involved in regular pursuits, and he doesn't value money, doesn't value business, doesn't understand. My benayu, what's the difference? And there's a very simple difference. Ika benayu de gomar umnusa achariti, if he would have another business, then according to the second opinion, Rav Sheshes, he qualifies as a witness because he does have a regular business. According to Rami Barchamia, that it's theft, who cares if he has another business also, but this business is stealing. Tnan, Amr Rav Yehuda, Emasai, Bizman She'en Lehem, Umnes Elahu. Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah indeed articulated this very concept. When were these words said? If they don't have another business, Avayeshlam Umnes Shalohu, but if they have another business, Kesherim. And the Gemara says, the end of the page, Kol Makom She'omer Rabbi Yehuda Emasai. Whenever Rabbi Yehuda used the words Emasai, Eino Elo Lefaresh Divrei Chachamim, he is explaining the other opinion that's in the Mishnah. Emasai means, when did they say it? And he's explaining. Explaining means that the position of our Mishnah is that if there was another business, such people would be accepted, because it's not being considered straightforward theft. Skip to the fifth line of today's daf. V'atanya, there is a statement of Mishnah status that says, Bein sheyesh la umnes shalohu, bein she'ein la umnes elohu. There is an opinion that says that Masachik Bekuvia intrinsically, even if there was another business, would invalidate the person, Hareza Apostle, and the Gemara explains that that's Rabbi Yehuda quoting the approach of Rabbi Tarfon. So we have from Rabbi Yehuda two different views, the view of our Mishnah, Emasai, if they don't have another business, but that Masachik Bekuvia is not intrinsically going to invalidate. And then the statement on our daf, whether you have another business or not, makes no difference. Either way, it invalidates, and that would be the reasoning of asmachta, theft on some level. These two views, whether gambling is intrinsically a problem or not, and the difference being if a person only does it for sport but has another business, are the two opinions that unfold in Rambam, in Shulchan Aruch, in the Poskim, etc. Ashkenaz, Sfard, different approaches regarding Misachik Bekuvia. It's worth mentioning that even the opinions that allow Misachik Bekuvia for sport, some level of card playing for money, for example, they talk about that the money that would be owed has to be relinquished before they begin playing, so that it's not asmachta, so that you're not going into the person's pocket, so to speak, if he's the loser. And the poskim also say that it should not be done. Lucky is the one who can abolish such behavior, because it's a moshav leitzim. It's a place of wasting time and lightheadedness. There is a case of semi-gambling, so to speak, which does seem to be accepted, and that is the organizational raffle. And there are different reasons that can be argued as to why that's different. One reason that's given is because the winner does not walk away with the money. The organization gets the money, and the people who are giving the money understand that they're relinquishing the money. In fact, they're taking it as a charitable deduction in some cases, legal or not, counting it as miser. Discuss it with your professional. But in their mind, it's a donation. In fact, sometimes such a person wins, somebody wins, and that person ends up with all kinds of questions. How do I count the donation now that I won? So if I won, so it turns out that it was more of an investment than a donation. And it gets confusing, but clearly when they gave it, they intended it as a donation. Also, the person walks away with goods. He's not walking away with money, but fundamentally, the money is being relinquished. And again, this discussion about gambling for sport is a discussion that has to be considered whenever such dealings are something that we get involved with. Yasher koach. Thank you for joining.